Fate played into Kermit's hands. Two nights after the grand safari moved into the camp on the south bank of the Ewaso Ngiru River, the chef Lord Delamere had loaned to the president prepared a banquet to celebrate American Thanksgiving Day. There was no turkey, so the president himself shot a giant Cory bustard. The chef roasted the bird and concocted a stuffing that contained spiced buffalo liver. The next morning, half the men in camp were struck down by virulent diarrhea. The buffalo liver had apparently deteriorated in the heat. Even Roosevelt, he of the iron constitution, was affected. Frank Mello, who had been appointed as Kermit's hunter, was one of the worst stricken, and the camp doctor ordered him to the hospital in Nairobi. Kermit, who had not eaten the stuffing, seized his advantage. He negotiated the appointment of his replacement hunter with his father through the door of the Long Drop outhouse, to which the president was confined by his indisposition. Roosevelt put up only token resistance to his son's proposal, and Kermit could go to Percy Phillips as the bearer of the presidential decree. That evening, Leon found himself haled into Percy's tent. "I don't know what you've been up to, but all hell's broken out. Kermit Roosevelt wants you to have the job as his hunter to replace Frank Mello, and has talked his father into allowing it. They didn't consult me, so I have no choice but to agree." He glared at Leon. "You aren't yet dry behind the ears. You haven't dealt with lion, leopard, or rhino yet, and I told the president so. But he's sick and didn't want to listen. Kermit Roosevelt is a wild and reckless young rascal, just like you. If you get him hurt, you and I are finished. I'll never have another client, and I'll strangle you slowly with my bare hands. Do you understand?"
"Yes, sir, I understand very well."
"All right, go ahead. I can't stop you."
"Thank you, sir."
Leon began to leave, but Percy stopped him. "Leon!" He turned back in surprise. Percy had never called him by his first name. Then, with even greater surprise, he saw that Percy was smiling.
"This is your big chance. You'll never have another like it. If you're lucky and clever, you'll be on your way to the top. Good luck!"